gateway, and I could keep on fishing. For when the river round me roars, I know the fish they liveth. For when they bite a well-tied fly, I know the joy it giveth. No job can stop my angling thoughts, for every day I'm wishing that I could quit, put up a sign that simply says, gone fishing.
Alice Gerard with a new studio album called How Can I Keep From Fishing. The album is called Sun to Sun, and it's a great album. The great Alice Gerard with just another set of wonderful recordings. Well, if you've got a birthday today or in the coming week, you might just hear it announced over the next few moments, because somebody might have sent it in asking us to wish you a happy birthday. And if your name is Jared and you are from Monongahela, that would be you. Happy birthday to you today from Mom, Dad, Damari, and Fenway. Emma and Carrick from Dad John and Mom Carol. Tyler of Irwin from Amy, Terry, and Aubrey. And Dottie from Philomena, all celebrating today. Tomorrow, December 10th. Charlie. It's also the anniversary of the birth of Coco, the Energizer pup. And Perry of Lawrenceville. Happy birthday on Monday to Dallas. And to James of Freiburg from your best friend, Luke the Golden Doodle. Happy birthday, James. Happy birthday also to Grace from your family, and to Harrison of Irwin from Mom, Dad, Jillian, and Callie. Brianna, big sister Caitlin, and parents Mark and Kelly wish you a happy birthday on December 12th. Kate from your family, Hannah of Springdale from Laura Stephen, and Aunt Jenny of Point Breeze, and Lily of the Hill District round out our birthdays for December 12th. Turning to the 13th, we have Ashley of Youngstown, Pennsylvania, from David, Carson, Casey, and Madeline, Eva and Vaughn of Lexington, Kentucky, from Mom, Dad, and Bryce, Aiden of Carrick, from Mom, Michael, Hillary, Eric, Elliot, Heath, Katie, Emma, Logan, Grandma, and Pap-Pap. Grandma Ruthie and Irwin from Rick and Tammy and Trafford and all the kids. Corey of Beaver, Pennsylvania. From Jacqueline, Vinny, and Joey. And finally on the 13th, Hannah and her dad, Chuck. They share a birthday from Grandma and Papa and family. On the 14th, we have Sarah in Uniontown from Mom, Dad, Paul, sisters Mary and Elizabeth, Andrew from Harry, Joan, and Emily, John of Forest Hills from your family, Maggie from your family, including Big John, Mom Mary, Johnny, and Zia, Rose of Swickley from Joel, Maria, Will, Belle, and Katie, Beth of Greensburg from Nancy, and Louise and Hunker from Keith, Pam, and Vaughn and Youngwood and Heather and Dormont. On December 15th, Lydia of Evan City, Joaquin of the North Side from Diego and Luna, Diana of North Huntington from Mom, Dad, and Maggie. Brian of Fayette from Mom and Dad. Courtney of Dormont from your family. John of Elwood City from Larry and Vanessa. Carter of Ross Township from your family. Nicholas from Ariane and Melanie of Observatory Hill from your family.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us their birthday information and address, and SLB will mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs, and send a card too. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org or P.O. Box 100092, Pittsburgh, PA 15233.
Broadcasting live. Oh, if you include the birthday person's address, we have renewed our relationship with the United States government. They will get an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card, hand-delivered by somebody in uniform. From historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP, FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ, FM Grove City, WCUC, FM Clarion, WNJR, Washington, and slbradio.org/radio.
Every year I get ants in my pants when Christmas comes along. Every year I go into a dance, I know every single Christmas song. Every year I am first on the block to tell Santa what to bring. Every year I jump in with the flock, flying with the reindeer on the wing. I've got Christmas down pat. I know just where Christmas is at. You got your snow, you got your sleigh, rain, and hail. I got Christmas by the tail. I got Christmas by the tail. You might say it is my thing. Bomb and humbug, I don't want to hear it. I say, come on, let those sleigh bells ring. Every Christmas, throw all my blues away. I'm thinking green and red. Decorating, anticipating, I'm high each night I jump in bed. Ain't no Christmas gonna get me down. I'm not doing no run around. I show Christmas just to its boss. If Christmas don't like it, then it's Christmas's loss. It's in December that I always remember Christmas is in sight. It's becoming a habit, I'm ready to grab it by the tail and hold on tight.
welcome Christmas any old time, 'cause I got it by the tail. To keep my sanity, it ain't no fantasy, I've got the darn thing by the tail.
Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks with Christmas by the Tail. I can't believe it's Guess Who time already. We're going to play Guess Who in just a few moments. Here at the Saturday Light Brigade, thank you for joining us today. It's a busy morning. Good morning to Lee Robinson. We'll be working with Lee on New Year's Eve, Sunday, December 31st, for Countdown to Noon. Lee Robinson and Iska will be playing, and we'll be under the dome in Buell Planetarium and Institute for Popular Science, the building that is now part of the Children's Museum, counting down the moments until 12 noon. Hello to Ralph. Thank you for your kind email. And Rick in Highland Park, thanks for the kind words about the program. He notes that on December 10th, 1963, a day after his sixth birthday, Donny Osmond made his debut on the Andy Williams Show. And he sent a YouTube link to it, which I can't play now, but I'll listen to a little later. Both Donny Osmond and Andy Williams look quite young in the video. And on December 10th, 2004, Radio Rick notes, the KWKH RCA microphone used by Elvis 50 times between 1954 and 1956 sold in Shreveport for $37,500. That was in 2004. It's a great microphone. Worth that much for Elvis's use? To some, probably.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The Northside Chronicle is a free community newspaper that provides hyperlocal coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the winners of the Northside Chronicle's Readers' Choice Awards for the best Northside small businesses, as well as information about the Northside Chronicle's free weekly newsletter, are available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Our year-end donor drive is just now underway, and thank you if you've been already working to get us off to a good start. Giving Tuesday helped us do that, and now we're into our annual donation drive that happens in December. Individual donations make the Saturday Light Brigade and our Youth Media Center programs possible. If you value our work, we hope you'll consider supporting SLB by making a donation at slbradio.org/donate. There you can use a credit card, PayPal, Facebook, Venmo, new this year, Amazon, any credit card of your choice. You can also call Ricky anytime, or me. I mentioned earlier this morning we detected some issues with our phone lines that were causing them to often give you a fast busy after just a few rings. They're working well once again, so feel free to phone us for any reason. But if you'd like to make a contribution, you can do so securely at 412-200-5975. Good morning to Kel. And also to Margaret, playing along on Facebook today. Also, hello to John Ott. Nice to see you on Facebook, as well as Katie Spear. Are you ready? Have you caught your breath? I'm catching my breath. Now it's time to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time to play Guess Who. We're about to give you a pair of initials, and it's up to you to guess who they belong to. The person we are looking for could be of any gender, could be real, could be fictitious, might be somebody from history, sports, entertainment, literature, contemporary times, or times long gone by. We think it's probably a name you will have heard before. Are you ready? Here are this morning's Guess Who initials. They are M. H. M-H. That's M as in Morningside, and H as in Hermitage. M-H. You can guess as many times as you would like to. I'll do my best to keep you posted with respect to how other people are guessing to help you narrow it down. Please guess now at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Bob Bechtel just guessed Michael Hutchence, an Australian singer, songwriter, and actor. Not him. And Mother Hubbard guessed by Yvonne. I almost wish we could change it to that. That's a great guess. Angie has Mark Harmon as her guess. She is in Mars. It's not Mark Harmon. James, out in Freiburg, celebrating a birthday this week, has Monty Hall, Melissa Joan Hart, Max Headroom, Mary Hart, and Manly P. Hall, Canadian author. None of those. Here come a whole bunch. Yvonne has Mary Hearts as well. Mike has Mr. Haney, a callback to our sound out dancer. That'd be fun. It'd be a good April Fool's Day show to have Mr. Haney be the answer to every single puzzle. Angie has Merle Haggard. Jim in Blackridge has Mike Hammer. Margaret Hamilton, also from Mike. Mary Lou Henner from Mick in St. Clair. Jim in Crafton Heights has Marvin Hamlish. John in Carrick, Mark Hamill. And the guesses are coming in. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. We hope to hear from you. Here comes some more. Kathy. And I think Jack and Kathy are working together as always. Mo Howard and Merle Haggard. Jim, you're going to make me look this one up. Mariska Hargate, an American actress. Not her. Angie and Mars, you just got it. You're the first to get it. Martha Heyer, guessed by half of the dynamic duo, Linda. And Mick and St. Clair, also as Mo Howard of the Three Stooges. Kathy and Jack have Monty Hall. MH are guess who initials. Did I miss Tom? Tom usually has a list. I don't want to be sure I didn't miss it. No, I did not. Mike and Mars guesses Mark Hamill. Michael Hall from Yvonne. Alain and Maine thinking, I think we're still on the Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, Petticoat Junction, rural comedy zone. She has Miss Hathaway. John and Carrick has Mo Howard. Bruce and Ingram has Mo Howard. Mata Hari and Mark Harmon. Mickey Hargate is one of Dust Bowl Jack's guesses. And his second guess is correct. Marvin Harrison from Harry, listening in Pittsburgh. I need to look that one up. Football player, professional football player. Played with the Indianapolis Colts. And Ohio State. Thank you, Harry. Not him. Gail has Mata Hari, Mark Hamill, Max Hastings, Marvin Hamlisch, Mariska Hargitay, and Mia Hamm. Good guesses. None of those. And Patrick in South Park, you just got it correct. He also guessed Mata Hari. Matt and Auntie Kim working together have Matt Healy, Mark Hamill, and Marvin Harrison. John in Economy has Mata Hari, Mitch Hedberg, very good, Mo Howard, Milton Hershey, and Mark Hamill. Harry, you just got it correct. Well done. 412-200-5975. Bill in Homer City had a guess of Merle Haggard, a great guess. You can guess by phone or by text at 412-200-5975. Mary Lou Henner, guessed by John and Carrick. What a busy guess who. Caden has decided that international man of mystery, Matt Hola, could be the guess. I like that character. Caden, comes up with his own guesses. Matt said MC Hammer. Yvonne has author Mary Harper. Charlie has Merle Haggard, Monty Hall, Mata Hari, and Mr. Haney. Kathy and Jack add Mike Huckabee and Mark Hamill. And Patrick in Stanton Heights also has Mark Hamill, Michael Hall, Moira Harris, Merle Haggard, Mariel Hemingway, Mo Howard, Matt Hughes, Margaret Hamilton, Monty Hall, Mary Lou Henner, and Milton Hershey, and Marvin Hamlisch. Mia Hamm, guessed by Kathy and Jack. Marvin Hamlisch, guessed by Jim in Blackridge. Jim in Crafton Heights, just got it. Kathy and Jack with Melissa Hart. We're looking for the correct MH. A lot of people seem to be, when they get the correct MH, seem to be giving it to us twice. Which is fine. Auntie Kim and Matt, again, this time I have Mr. Hyde. Nick in West Mifflin, good morning. Marvin Hamlisch, Mary Lou Henner and Matt Helm. Michael Hayden from John and Carrick. Kathy and Jack have one I need to look up. Michael Heseltine, a conservative member of parliament. Not him. Mick in St. Clair just got the correct answer. Kathy and Jack have Mike Harris. Jim says one of my favorite authors, Mark Halperin. Matt says Matt Hasselback. And Mark, we have an email from you, but it's blank. Feel free to email us back if you've got a guess. 412-200-5975. A good game of Guess Who going. We only have a few correct answers. John in economy just got it, and he caught the embedded clue. Perhaps you were leering into the studio as you heard that clue. Gail in Stanton Heights has Martin Henderson, Mariel Hemingway, and Michael Hall. For 412-200-5975, Erica, playing along on Facebook, has Mark Hamill. Gregory Park has Max Headroom. Erica also has Mariska Hargitay. Jen Stansel, good morning, Jen. She has Marvin Hamlish. Thanks for your Christmas card. Manfred Honeck, that's a great guess, from Amanda. Bill in Homer City has Monty Hall, not him. Mickey Hart from John and Carrick. And Kathy and Jack just got it. Well done. Well, we'll reveal the correct answer shortly. M-H, this morning's initials. Let's see, Alan as Monty Hall as well. Patrick has a Titanic survivor by the name of Myra Harper. Annie has Mr. Henshaw from the book Dear Mr. Henshaw. Brian Hoover just guessed Monty Hall. Mick says actor Rock Hudson had an imaginary friend growing up named Mock Hudson. Not Mock Hudson. Alan has a good guess. I mentioned leering earlier is kind of an embedded clue, which caused Alan to guess Meathead from All in the Family. But who we were looking for is this person.
Mary Hart.
Mary Hartman.
Mary Hartman.
starring Louise Lasser, this parody of a soap opera was created by Norman Lear, who passed away this week, and is a program that I didn't hear mentioned in a lot of the celebrations of his life. He died December 5th, 2023, at the age of 101. And this show and Fernwood Tonight, its spinoff, continue to entertain. They're quite funny. The spinoff with Martin Mull, Fred Willard, and others is just terrific. Norman Lear really changed television and also was a very generous person. Congratulations if you came up with Mary Hartman. Mary Hartman. Correct answers for Mary Hartman. Mary Hartman included quite a few people, and let's get those correct answers referred to right now. They included Kathy and Jack, and Ty and Nesta, and John and Economy Borough, Mick in St. Clair, Jim in Crafton Heights, Harry in Pittsburgh, Patrick in South Park, Dust Bowl Jack in, formerly of Clarion, now in Warren, Ohio, Angie and Mars, all coming up with Mary Hartman. I think I identified everybody who got the correct answer. Well done if you did. More fun to come on the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for being with us.
Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation joins you in supporting SLB Radio. Using the power of hockey, the foundation strives to be the champions of all youth in our community, on and off the ice. Through programs, investments, and partnerships that support the growth of youth hockey, wellness, and education initiatives, together we are creating a strong community and a secure future for children and families. More information is available at pittsburghpenguinsfoundation.org.
Susan just got the correct answer as well, playing along on Facebook. Thanks for your support during our year-end donation drive, which is officially underway. This is a special call for first-time donors. If you've never supported us, I hope you'll consider doing so. Every donation counts, and you can make a donation of an amount of your choice. That's up to you. You can do so at slbradio.org/donate or by calling us at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Many people choose to donate $100. We've had donations of $5 a month. The amount is purely up to you. We're just more interested in knowing that there are people who value the radio program. That helps release money from other organizations who support our work, not just on the radio, but also as part of our Youth Media Center. If you've already contributed, thank you. And if not, It's a great day to make a first-time contribution simply by phoning 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Also, you can do it self-service style by going to slbradio.org/donate. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger and Chad Green and Ty Trosky, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Pines. I'm headed home 'cause it's Christmas time. I got family and friends to see, no other place I'd rather be than Christmas in the Frosty Pines. There's snow on the branches, the hills are all white, as I make my way home through the mountain moonlight. I'm gonna see my mama and that sweetheart of mine. They're waiting for me in the Frosty Pines. It's Christmas in the Frosty Pines. I'm headed home 'cause it's Christmas time. I got family and friends to see, no other place I'd rather be than Christmas in the Frosty Pines. There's a big old pile of presents stacked up on the floor. A wood fire glowing, the candles burning bright. We'll all join in and sing Silent Night. It's Christmas in the Frosty Pines. I'm headed home 'cause it's Christmas time. I got family and friends to see, no other place I'd rather be than Christmas in the Frosty Pines. Every minute I've been gone, she's been on my mind. Gonna do some catching up with that sweetheart of mine. We'll hitch up the horses, take that old sleigh for a ride. I'll steal a kiss neath the Frosty Pines. It's Christmas in the Frosty Pines. I'm headed home 'cause it's Christmas time. I got family and friends to see, no other place I'd rather be than Christmas in the Frosty Pines. I got family and friends to see, I know they're waiting for me, 'cause it's Christmas in the Frosty Pines.
That's brand new, and it's from a fellow named Troy Engel here at the Saturday Light Brigade. A new word game coming up to play along with you, so please hang on as we get ready to play it. Where else would you want to go? It's our company together if you're in the car, or maybe you're in your warm bed right now or at home. No matter where you are, we're glad we're together, and we're going to give you a chance to be creative, passively or actively, coming up.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Assemble, a nonprofit organization and community space for arts and technology education based in Pittsburgh's Garfield neighborhood. Assemble works to build confidence through making by creating approachable opportunities for learners of all ages to engage in science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics-based activities. Information on programs and opportunities is available at assemblepgh.org.
A quick thanks to an anonymous listener from Squirrel Hill for your generous contribution. And a note that if you missed any of our features last week, including segments with Foundation of Hope, Ukrainian pianist Taras Filenko, the Foster Love Project, the new Hazlett Theater production of One Log Bridge, teens from Mayor Ganey's Youth Civic Leadership Academy, youth photographer Brody Bard, and Bratya Balkana, the quartet from the Pittsburgh Tambourists. They are all available to hear whenever you would like at neighborhoodvoices.org. Well, I know if you're a hunter, perhaps you've been out and about on the scent of the trail, so to speak. And we have a game we're going to play this hour. We call it Tracking the Scent. We have some words, and every answer to the clue that we give you, the word that we're looking for, ends in the letters C-E-N-T. So perhaps if you're looking for bargains, that would be another thing. You're tracking dollars and cents, but keep in mind all of these words end in C-E-N-T, and we'll give you some clues, see if you can come up with the answer, and I would love to see if you can stump me. So you can give me your own clue at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. And every word, it's not the sound of scent, nor necessarily S-C-E-N-T. It's simply C-E-N-T. So thinking about it in terms of dollars and cents might be a better way to think about it. For example, if I gave you the clue, part of 100, part of 100, that would be a percent, a percent. Make sense? Let's try a few right now. Reluctant is the clue. Reluctant. That's your first clue. And here's another word. The clue is upward movement. Upward movement. Can you solve either of those? 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Happy Hanukkah. It's the third night of Hanukkah tonight. Carl Kimmel from SLB's collection.
Judah, they called him Maccabee. The hammer
crushed our enemy. And though we were outnumbered, the temple had been plundered. We vanquished their offenses and smashed their defenses with Judah the Maccabee. Tyrants forced their subjects to obey. Rebels soon are killed or run away. It's written in the Bible, but you won't worship idols. But when the choice is dying, we'd rather die by fighting like Judah the Maccabee. Challenge your submission. Live the hero's story. Be free or die in glory like Judah the Maccabee.
Carl Kimmel, another jazz-like, not jazz-like, jazz Hanukkah album. Judah Maccabee, the song. That one is called Absolutely Hanukkah. So, do you have the answer to our puzzle? We gave you the clue, reluctant. The answer is a word ending in C-E-N-T. And we also gave you upward movement, a word ending in the same four letters, C-E-N-T. I'll give you just a moment or two to come up with the answer. Then I'll reveal it and give you a couple more. Good morning to Gina. Nice to have you playing along on Facebook this morning. Also, hello to John. Gina knew Mary Hartman. Mary Hartman, we were talking, well, she was our guess who today. People are still playing Guess Who on Facebook, which is wonderful to see. Well, Mick is challenging me. Let me give you the answers. Reluctant is reticent. Reticent. C-E-N-T at the end of that word. And did you come up with the other one? I gave you upward movement. That would be an ascent. Ascent. A-S-C-E-N-T. Let's see what Mick has given me. Nearly see-through or transparent. So I think that would be translucent, right? Translucent. Coming into being. I have to check my spelling. I think I know it. I'm taking a moment to... Oh, I am right. At least I think I'm right. I had to check my spelling. Coming into being. Do you know what that one is? I'm going to leave that out. Mick gave that as a clue. And I think I've got the right answer. Share your answer with us. 412-200-5975. John in Economy. New Ascent. Gail, we're looking for words ending in C-E-N-T. I thought of transcendent, too. Gail just had that. But I thought of the same word, and then I realized, no, it's got to be C-E-N-T. There is one coming into being that I think fits that. 412-200-5975. How about this one? Neighboring. Neighboring. And one more. Guide. Guide. So we have neighboring, guide, and then coming into being. Every answer must end with the four letters C-E-N-T. Aline has translucent. John in economy, you got it. I believe that's correct. Nascent. N-A-S-C-E-N-T. Nascent. I think that's what Mick had in mind. It is, Nick. Or Mick, I'm sorry. Mick just confirmed it. And Gail just got neighboring, which is adjacent. Guide is docent. This one's kind of fun. There's at least two answers. Light type. Light type. And then another clue. Is this one. Superb. Superb. That's the other clue. Superb. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. There are some anticipatory Christmas songs that we try to play around this time of the month. And this is one from the great Bahamian musician Joseph Spence. Hey.
Chandigarh is coming.
There's Joseph Spence with Santa Claus is Coming to Town. A lot of emails and texts coming in as we play along together. Alan has shimmering white as a clue. Shimmering white. Iridescent? I'm going with iridescent. And he had incandescent as a light bulb type. And Aline in Maine has fluorescent as a light bulb type. Mick also had iridescent. Jim had fluorescent. And Jim has given me the clue, scandalous, a word ending in C-E-N-T that answers the clue, scandalous. That one's not coming to me. I think we've solved all the ones that are out. How about this one? Naive. Naive. Again, answer with C-E-N-T at the end. Naive. Oh, I like this one. Emphasize. Emphasize. 412-200-5975. And again, please challenge me with your own if you would like to. And our other listeners, we're looking for words that end in C-E-N-T. And you can challenge us by phoning 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Wow, a whole bunch of text messages just came in that might have been delayed. Jim in Crafton Heights had adjacent for neighboring and also docent. John in economy had adjacent and docent. Fluorescent from Mick in St. Clair. Mick just got the one I added for which the clue is emphasize. Our number is 412-200-5975. Sarah is in McCandless. Hey, Sarah.
Good morning. How are you, Larry?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Getting ready for Christmas, having fun.
Yeah, it seems. I think the older you get, the faster it seems to come. I don't know, but it's amazing.
That is true.
amazing to me that it's just about here. I was out doing some shopping yesterday during the day, hoping to avoid crowds, and I was not successful. It was still really crowded during the day. I should have gone out Thursday when the Steelers were playing, which is one of my other tricks.
That's a good idea. Yeah, trying to shop in December can be tricky.
Yeah. So you've got...
This year it's sneaking up on me because I'm making handmade gifts for people. And so the deadline looms even faster that way.
That can be really tough. All of a sudden you've got a lot to do and to get done. And handmade gifts are great to be able to do that. I don't want to spoil any surprises, but if you want to share anything that you're making.
I'll tell you, my fingers can only handle so much hand sewing and crocheting at a time.
Ah.
So that's why it sneaks up on me.
Oh, I'll bet.
Yeah.
Well, did you have...
I don't know if... the recipients are listening or not, so that's as much as I'll say.
That's enough. That's a good thing. I mean, you haven't given too much specificity, so that's good. Did you have one for me?
I wondered if the answer to the one Alan gave was opalescent.
I think that fits. Yes, shimmering white. I think opalescent fits better than the one I gave. Opalescent makes sense. Oh, and I had superb. Nobody answered that.
I wondered if you had, because I thought that was an excellent clue.
Excellent? I thought it was a magnificent clue.
Ooh, that's even better.
They both work.
I have a cat that is currently hanging upside down from her cat tree.
That's a nice thing. I hope it makes a gentle and successful descent from that tree.
Ooh, that's a good word, too.
Poor Elroy made a bad jump the other day. He was with me. He didn't make a bad jump, really. He backed. When I have breakfast in the morning, he likes to kind of stick his nose in the cereal bowl and just to see what it is. And he did, and then he started to back up on the kitchen table, and he ran out of table before he realized it. But, you know, he, you know, ended up on the floor and just looked up like, I meant to do that. I just wanted to show you. I know what I'm doing. I meant to do that.
Yeah, and you didn't see anything anyway.
So. No, not at all.
I love when they do that. So Stu wondered if you knew what something protein teenage is.
Pubescent?
Ta-da!
All right. I'm going to give myself a charge. That one was not that easy. Dan and Kathy are in Grove City, and they have magnificent for superb. It's scandalous. They think the answer to that is indecent, and I think that's a great answer. Jim in Crafton Heights, you'll know this one. Recovering from an injury.
Convalescent?
Yes, at least I think that's... He didn't give the answer, but I think that's it.
Wow, that dug way back in the memory somewhere.
Yeah. What's
I wondered if people got to hear yesterday on NPR, and I don't know if they're going to do it again. They were doing stories that they call Hanukkah Lights.
I did not hear that, but that sounds like a neat idea. Were these just stories about Hanukkah
memories?
Well,
they're all Jewish-based.
Hmm.
I think most of them are Hanukkah-based, but they're all Jewish-based because, you know, for Hanukkah. And there was one that I thought was particularly cute, that these two old friends have different ideas on how you should light the menorah. And they they were arguing about it and then agreed that that wasn't good for Jewish people, so they should stop arguing. But once they stopped arguing, they didn't know what to say to each other. Having a good argument is part of the fun.
It can be. That's true in a lot of families over a lot of different things, no matter what the faith. It's you do it this way, I do it that way. Okay, let's just agree to disagree. Some weather we're having,
Ella.
Well, thanks. So. It's good to talk to you, Sarah. Thank you.
Good to talk to you, Mary.
Take care. And emphasize the answer we were looking for that one was accent. Accent. And naive, innocent. Innocent. And I believe we've now answered all of the puzzles. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio. A very busy segment there just now. And if you missed any answers, feel free to get in touch with us at 412-200-5975 or use instant input by going to slbradio.org/radio.
My friends are always asking me about you, and I answer that I don't know what to tell. It's not that I'm uninterested or doubt you, it's simply that you're absolutely swell. Incoherent mumblings, all I muster. Idiotic fumbling for the words. But adjectives aren't adequate, and adverbs never do. For that undefinable, undeniable wonder that is you. It's true. Is David just a statue? Is Mickey just a mouse? Is Iceland just an island? Is Versailles just a house? Diana was a princess. Charles was a louse. That's more than silly syllables can say. Is champagne simply soda pop? Or is it sheer perfection? Is chocolate sinfully divine? Or is it mere confection? Is a peacock so exquisite? Or is it just a bird? Well, like you, he's too wonderful for words. Is a poem by Dickinson just a description? Is a painting by Degas just a depiction? Is a blessing by the Pope just a benediction? Or more than merely